MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Volume.
Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers who deposit $5 or more can get no sweat bet up to $1,000 back in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code Shannon. New customers can get a no sweat bet up to $1,000 if your first bet loses. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code Shannon. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/promos for deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Robert Kraft said the Patriots did not lose out on Calvin Ridley because of finances. He said it was made clear his girlfriend wanted to be in the South.
Man, listen. Calvin really didn't want to go to the Patriots. I love the Patriots. I love Robert Kraft. I love Gerard Mayo. There is no quarterback there.
Hell, I don't believe he got one in Tennessee.
There is no quarterback.
They ain't got one in Tennessee either.
Shit me.
Let me ask you a question.
If you see Will Levis throw, you will understand they have a quarterback that might not be suitable, comparable to the top three that's in the NFL, but you know someone, you got somebody there that can deliver that goddamn ball. And Calvin really knew that.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I'm not, you know, arguing about
that.
Yeah,
I know what you mean, though.
Because it's hard for me to believe that if Tom Brady or a Patrick Mahomes or one of these, even if it wasn't one of those guys, let's just say a quarterback somewhere between 12 and 15, it's hard for me to see a scenario. But he knows Bailey Zappi. He knows the people that's with there. Because at the end of the day, yes, I got X amount of dollars coming. But don't you? I want to catch the ball. I don't want people to say I'm a bust because my quarterback can't get me the ball. No, I ain't a bust. Yeah. I just don't have a guy that can get me the rock.
And again, and also going to the Patriots, you don't understand or know what type of offense this is coming up, what kind of offense they're going to run. And then the fact on top of that, there's no consistent quarterback play at the helm. Then, I mean, you already know. What do you do from there?
So,
but no disrespect to the Patriots. No. You know, great organization. Great organization.
Yeah. I think he's from some part of Calvin Ridley from Alabama. And so Alabama might not be that far from a drive from Nashville. I don't know what part of Alabama he's from, but I'm assuming he is from Alabama.
I mean, Mr. Kraft might have been making a joke.
Nah,
huh?
He ain't making no joke.
He might have been making a joke.
He ain't Mr. Kraft. I don't know if you back. I'm sure you. I mean, you played this, so you know him. Nah, he ain't the joke type. He ain't the.
Okay.
That ain't him.
I got you.
He's from. Oh, he's from Fort Lauderdale. Calvin really from.
Oh, he's from the crib.
Is he?
Oh, that's I'm tripping, man. Calvin, he's from the crib.
I thought he's from Alabama. Yeah.
Now that young bull from the crib. That's why he run them goddamn routes like that.
Oh, that's one thing. That's one thing. Them Alabama boys can run some routes. Them Alabama boys. Yeah.
Hey. Matter of fact, when you think about it, now that you just said it, when you think about it, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley,
Amari Cooper,
Jerry Jeudy.
All them kids.
Talk to me. Who else? Who else? I'm talking about.
Oh, Devontae Smith.
Devontae. Boy, route runners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Them boy, put them up and put them down,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. That's one thing they can do. They can run a route. Deontay Johnson joined the list of wide receivers to leave Pittsburgh after tumultuous season. The Steelers traded Deontay Johnson to the Panthers in exchange for quarterback Dante Jackson. Not every Steelers fan was ready to just let bygones be bygones, however. Johnson addressed the Steelers fans directly after continuing to receive negative comments on social media. I love Pittsburgh, regardless of what happened. Y'all fans delusional, and I swear everything I tweet be about them, y'all. Y'all need to get a life.
they finally got to him. You know how a fan base can do. Mm-hmm. You know how a fan base can do. They can jump on you. They can pile on you when you want to go to tweet. Your whole timeline be just nothing but Steelers fans. And at times it could be overwhelming, and it can get to you. So I understand. I understand his frustrations. I understand what he means. But I'm glad he said, "I love Pittsburgh first." Yeah. And at times, fan can be delusional thinking my tweets are about them or where I just left from.
Right. I've been really, really blessed. I mean, I think the Cincinnati fans, they love you, they adore you, they appreciate what you were able to do for them. I know I get that same love and adulation from the Bronco fans here. I mean, being in the city, all they want to ask about Shannon, we gonna win. Shannon, when can you? Hey. Shannon, can you you lucky? Hey, Shannon can't come back and do nothing. Y'all gonna lose more with me out there than you lose it right now.
Matter of fact, what I just curious, hypothetically speaking, what happens if things don't work out with Sean Payton and GM
George
Mr.
Patton.
Lynch asks you to come be the head coach?
No, George Patton is the GM for the Broncos.
Okay, well, what if he asked you to come be the head coach?
The Walton Pinner family owns the Broncos. I don't want to be no coach.
So you would turn down
the
job?
Yeah. I've had the opportunity to work. I mean, Mr. Bowling wanted me to come work for the Broncos. I don't want to work in no football capacity like that.
No, okay. I'm just asking. Okay. Now back on the topic about this love thing. Obviously, the Broncos fan base loving you, Cincinnati love. You know what? I can honestly say this and speak truth to it. I might be one of the few players that is loved by all my division rival fans, including all the other teams in the NFL.
Yeah, you.
I can guarantee you that. No, I'm seriously. Like a true, genuine, authentic love and appreciation for Steeler fans, Brown fans. Who's the other team? Damn, I'm tripping.
Pittsburgh. Ravens.
Ravens. Oh, the Ravens fans love me. Ravens fans love me hand down because for one, I've never been disrespectful ever.
Yeah.
I've always shown love, and it was time to play. I was strictly entertaining. And I gave you money's worth, especially if we was playing at your home.
Yeah.
Rest of the league, all fan bases love me. I think everybody in the chat can agree with
me. They love me.
If you know anybody that doesn't like me, let me know and we can have a face-to-face.
They love me because I'll give them that work. They need to hate me. I want them to boo. I want to say, Shannon, you suck. But don't worry about it. You won't be saying that after the game. Let's see if you still feel that way. Man, Ojo, I remember we played the Patriots. Hey, we run out of the field, the receivers group ran on the field, and it was like 85. You stuck. You too sharp. You know what I mean? I was like, okay. I want you to remember that. I want you to remember those words.
Yeah.
I think Baltimore has a love-hate relationship. Maybe a lot of the younger fans don't really realize that I played in Baltimore. And I had a great 2 years there. I loved every day of my time in Baltimore. I think Baltimore fans get mad at me when I say Lamar didn't play well. And they want me to say that no matter what, no matter what Lamar does, Lamar can throw four interceptions. And the first thing they say, well, hey, he was waiting for that to happen. You do realize I don't make a dime more whether Lamar throws four interceptions or 10 touchdowns. I don't get paid by the word. I get paid to do my job. And if Lamar plays well, I'm going to say Lamar plays well. And then it's like, you hate. It's like, if I say Lamar played well, he don't mean it. He don't mean it.
Listen, you can't win for losing.
People got mad. I said, okay, you guys had all I heard going into the championship game, and I picked Baltimore because I thought Baltimore, top to bottom, had the better roster, especially offensively. Mm-hmm. Okay, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs won. I said, Lamar didn't play well. It's okay, Ocho, to say Lamar Jackson in the championship game didn't play well.
Right.
That's all you've been on the man. I said, hold on. When I said total man, I don't believe he should change positions. I believe he should be a quarterback. All the good things that I said about Lamar, because I don't say every single word out of my mouth, when Patrick Mahomes played bad this year, you remember, Ocho, I said Patrick Mahomes is a part of the problem. But they disregard that because you see Ocho, and I get it. They're like, hold on, Shannon. There's only like 6 or 7 black quarterbacks. You got to prop them up no matter what. I say, but how in good conscience do I keep my credibility? People watch and see, man, he ain't play well. And Shannon out there caping for the man. No, if he didn't play well, he didn't play well.
You got to say it.
Me.
Hey, and speaking of, I got really good at doing that towards the end of the season. Now it pained me to do it, but I got much better at it. So when football season come around this time, I got you. Okay. Like I'm gonna be. I ain't even playing with them. I'm on their ass.
You know what, Ocho? The reason why, Ocho, you have credibility. Those that can do, those that can't talk about those that can. You did it. You were a Pro Bowl player. You were an All-Pro player. So you know who's playing well, who isn't. And I don't get it because here's the problem that I have with players. Players always say, well, you never played the game. Okay, you and I both played the game. You weren't any good. You and I were both good.
I was great, but go ahead.
I say I was good. I'll live with being good. Check the resume. Check the tape. What did you win?
Same thing. Right.
You really want to ask me that question?
Ooh. Right, right.
What do you?
Damn, what if they ask me that? What am I say?
I say I got that Hager jacket. And they've given out less than 500 of those Hager jackets.
So now a player, because
before it was just when an analyst, a guy that never played, he's talking about the game. Well, you don't never play. You didn't never play. You don't understand. Not only did I play, I played an extremely long time. I played at a high level. I won at a high level. I accomplished a lot. If I can't critique, if I can't talk about a player that's playing this game of football, who the hell can?
Come on now.
Put your dislike aside. Yeah. Check my resume.
Right. Yeah.
If I can't talk about a player that's playing in today's NFL, if Shannon Sharp can't, where are we at, Ocho? Where are we at? What are we doing?
I like it. Shit, I'm finna use that too this week. I mean, this week. I'm talking about football season. Check my resume. check the tape.
Hey.
I might not got no jacket. I made my own jacket. I ain't got no Super Bowl. And I ain't trying to hear none of that. Check the tape. I'm going to talk about you. I'm going to tell you when you're wrong, you're wrong. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Resume complete.
I'm ready.
Davante Adams may have had Davante may have made his preference clear when it comes to team option in the first round of the 2024 draft. In an Instagram story, Adams shared a photo of LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels with an accompanying quote. from the Heisman Trophy winner saying, my resume speaks for itself.
As it does.
The Raiders are sitting at the on the number 13th pick, a point they're not getting him at the 13th pick. So if you're trying to land one of those top quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy. McCarthy might be there, although we're going to talk about him a little later. But the ESPN is reporting that the Raiders have been strongly linked to a big jump up the draft boards. Devontae Adams, look, he came to the Raiders because his former college quarterback, Derek Carr.
Derek Carr.
Also, not was he just his quarterback, he was a best friend.
Yeah. Yeah, in college. It started at Fresno State now.
Yes.
It's one nothing
new. And no matter what you thought about Derek Carr, his first season, Devontae Adams' first season with the Raiders, he was a first-team All-Pro. He had 1,500 yards receiving. Mm-hmm. Devontae Adams also knows that his success is predicated on the quarterback. I play a dependent position. So it doesn't do me any good to run the best routes, and I'm as good a route runner as we have in the league. If the quarterback doesn't get me the ball, I run the route, beat my man. He skipped the ball to me. I run my route, beat the man. He sailed the ball over my head. Mm-hmm. I run my route and he doesn't find me. So he's saying, bro, y'all got to get me somebody in here.
Yeah.
Y'all got, hey.
Got to. And I think it's possible. And I think we never know what's going to happen on draft day. There's all these mock drafts, but you never know because certain teams can come up and screw up everything.
Yes.
They can screw up everything. There might be a player you want and a trade might happen and it messes up your plan and you got to have a plan B.
True.
But the Raiders do need a quarterback. And if they're able to get from 13 to 2, you just never know.
You're definitely going to have to go up. You're going to have to mortgage your future.
Oh, a lot.
Think
a
lot. About.
Because if you do jump that high, you are saying, okay, Jalen Daniels is the quarterback for the future for the next decade.
Think about what the 49ers gave up. You swap positions, and you give up two first-round picks. That's what they gave up for Trey Lance. Mm-hmm. That was from, I think they went from 12 to 3.
Right.
So you're talking about 13 to 2. You're going to have to give up at least that. Ash, if you can, pull up and see what the 49ers gave up to get to zoom up the draft board to select Trey Lance at 3. But I know Devontae got some years in it. He's not slowing down. He just needs somebody to get him the ball. That's what he needs. Man, can you...
Simple as that.
Joe, can you imagine Devontae in Green Bay with Jordan Love and those receivers?
Oh! That'd be nice. That would be nice. But I like the way the situation is right now. You know, with Devontae being in Las Vegas, I almost said Oakland, being in Las Vegas, because what Jordan Love has with those young receivers over there is something special. Them boys are something special, man. They something special. And they going to be even better next year.
Okay. Ocho, they gave up. Okay. The 49ers acquired the third pick in exchange to the Dolphins. So they went from 12 to 3, which I thought. In the first round, so they gave up. They swapped positions. So they gave up a first and a third in 22 and a first rounder in 23.
Mm.
So you're going to have to give up at least that.
Yeah, I mean they will. They
and it's not a problem. Because think about is anybody complaining about what Kansas City gave Buffalo to get my homeboy?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody gonna ever say a word.
Yeah.
Because there's not a number, there's not a price that's too high. Right. Kansas City would have been willing to give up 5 first round picks to get my homeboy.
If they knew he was gonna turn out like that, yeah. Especially if you know. Sometimes you never know, but the way it turned out, you don't know.
Because if they'd have thought my homeboys would have been like that, they'd have gave up even more to move up to number one pick and take him number one overall.
Bring her here.
So, okay.
All right.
Yeah. So that'll be very interesting. And Devontae, I want Devontae to get him a quarterback out there in Oakland, in Las Vegas. Jim Harbaugh has been pumping up J.J. McCarthy's stock to boost the Chargers draft pick. Harbaugh's been out of the professional game for a long time, but he's not stupid. He understands that his name and his opinion holds a lot of influence in many football circles. And the Chargers don't need a new quarterback. They have Justin Herbert. It will be a big break for the Chargers because the Chargers picked fifth overall if somebody, you know, if J.J. McCarthy went four. Because they try to.
No.
Why would the Cardinals take J.J. McCarthy at four when you got all that money tied up in Kyler Murray?
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes no sense. But Ocho, you know what I find puzzling to me? How guys stock rise when they don't play.
Right.
J.J. McCarthy has not played a game in 2.5 months. So what has he done from that time that he hasn't played through the draft process that causes, because I didn't hear anybody say that he was a top five pick at no point during the season.
Right. I mean, I think it's more so Mel Kiper. I think it's more so the experts that continue to talk about him, the people that have seen him throw. He did throw at...
He threw at his pro day. He threw at his pro day. Michigan.
He threw at the combine is what I was trying to say. I think seeing him throw at the combine, even though it's in shorts and shirts, and it really gives you no... really intel on how good he really is, but the resume, the college film, it does speak for itself. It speaks for itself. They were more of a running team at Michigan, so I'm curious as to how it would translate to the NFL, being that we are a pass happy league, super pass happy league. But I mean, from what I see with the naked eye, he looks like he can throw the ball, but you never know how that's going to work. Or transition into the NFL because it's a whole different ballgame.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, Ocho. I'm like, I just didn't see enough. And I'm not saying that he can't be good, but I just didn't see enough throws.
Right.
To convince me that he's a top four pick. Mm-hmm. A top five.
But you know who did look good? That goddamn Mike Penix Jr.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Young boy, and he ran that fofo. He was accurate with the ball.
But they might hold his age against him because I think he like 24, 25.
That's bad or good?
Ocho, you know what old age in any sport is bad.
Hold on. You know, when it comes to the quarterback position now, you can play damn near to your 50 with these rules they got today.
It just got a little easier too. Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
How old is
did he play baseball first? He played baseball
23.
First?
When will he be 24, Ash? He gonna be 24 May 8th.
Okay. I mean, shoot, 10 years, maybe 34. I mean, that ain't bad. I don't think. Did he play baseball?
He started out of Indiana and he got hurt. He had some injuries.
That's right. Shoulder. Yeah. Okay.
He'd be 24. He'll be 24.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Campbell is glad Justin Fields has left the division. The Bears traded quarterback Justin Fields, and the coach of Chicago's top rivals is happy to see Fields leave. I'm not going to lie, it's nice to have Fields out of that division. Well, Campbell might not be thrilled with his replacement.
Well, if you're happy, Justin Fields is gone, and then you got Caleb Williams coming into town.
What was Dan Campbell's record against the Bears? Because sometimes people just say stuff like that, Ocho, you know what I'm saying?
Just to be saying it.
Now, watch, he probably got like a 5-1 record against Justin Fields.
Wait, that was his third year, right?
No, I think he's heading into his fourth year.
Yeah, his third year. Yeah.
He's heading into his fourth year. But I thought Justin Fields would have been unbelievable in Atlanta, and I still don't understand Atlanta. Atlanta didn't want a 26-year-old Lamar Jackson for $260 million, but you give $200+ million to a guy coming off an Achilles injury that's 10 years older.
Right.
I think Kirk Cousins might be 24, maybe 34. Yeah.
When we were talking about Lamar and people not wanting him and all that stuff, I think that was all smoke and mirrors. Honestly, I think it was all smoke and mirrors until they got the job done behind closed doors with Baltimore. Because when you think about Baltimore, the first thing you think about is Lamar Jackson. Yeah. Lamar Jackson is Baltimore. Lamar Jackson is the offense.
Ocho.
So there was no way they were starting over and letting him walk.
And all somebody had to do is put those two first rounders on the table and make them make a choice. See, now, because nobody put those two first rounders on the table, Baltimore gets to sit in the catbird seat because maybe they felt like, man, ain't nobody going to pay Lamar. Ain't nobody going to give up two first rounders, which is this year and next year, and pay him what he's going to want to get paid. For a free agent, Ocho, I like to get my free agents. I ain't got to give up no draft capital. I just got to give up capital, but not draft capital. So now I got to give up draft capital and I got to compensate it. Now it would have been well worth it. Cause I don't care what they do. Cousins is not a better quarterback than Lamar Jackson at any price. I think he's good, but he ain't Lamar. So some of the thing, Campbell is 3-3 against Justin Fields. See, like some of the stuff doesn't make sense to me. Like Tennessee, you wouldn't pay AJ Brown, who's probably, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's younger than Calvin Ridley. You wouldn't pay him.
Wait.
But you pay Calvin Ridley, who's older. Make it make sense, Ocho.
I think there might have been some personal issues going on inside that we just didn't know about, where he asked to be let go or just...
Nah, I think because he said he thought, you know, he wanted this. But maybe they say, well, we didn't have to give up anything. We got Calvin Ridley. We just had to pay him. So I'm glad Calvin Ridley was able to land on his feet. He went to Jacksonville, got traded to Jacksonville from Atlanta. had the 1 year in Atlanta. I think he'll be even better this year after being away from the game, because he was really away from the game for 2 years. Because remember, Ocho, he missed his high and took away the entire season to deal with some mental issues. And then he went to Jacksonville. No, he got suspended. He got suspended in Atlanta and got traded. But I think he missed like 2 years. Or at least a year and a half.
Well, I think the season was already in. I'm not sure how early in the season he got suspended with the betting stuff. Yeah.
But he missed the whole season with that.
He did. But he came back and hit the ground running like he missed a beat. So that means coming back this year, he's going to be even better.
Ocho, this might be one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard. 7-Eleven is reportedly releasing a hot dog flavored water.
Hey, I wonder if anybody in the chat actually knows what hot dog flavored water tastes like. Now, I know what it looks like. I know what it smells like. But I've never tasted the hot dog water after eating a glizzy. Never, ever.
Oh, Joe.
Growing up, I just, who's coming up with these creative concoctions is what I want to know. Who drinks the hot dog water in the first place?
I'm thinking. Now, you know, they pay a lot of money for R&D, research and development. Sitting in there and say, you know what? Guys, I got an idea. Mm-hmm. There's a market that's untapped.
It is untapped.
We can be the first into it. What is it, Stan? Hot dog flavored water. Oh, boy, that's a good one. Oh, I don't know.
And I think it was the shock value of it in itself is probably going to sell because of the shock value of it being hot dog flavored water. You know how many people are going to try to create content just to taste hot dog flavored water?
No.
For content purposes?
No. No.
Well,
what about bologna flavored ice cream? Exactly. You see what you just did?
Yeah.
See what you just did? Not even knowing it.
I'm with you.
Come on, Ocho. Some things need to be left in its original form.
But again, stuff like this, when it comes to R&D, things that are untapped. You know how we are as a society. Mm-hmm. I got to be first to do this because it's something new. Oh, I got to create content. Yeah. Let me put this on TikTok.
Somebody got a hoo-ha perfume?
A perfume that smell like smell the hoo-ha?
Like they hoo-ha.
Like personally theirs? How would you get the hoo-ha in a bottle and be able to sell it?
The same way you get a hot dog flavored water.
Yeah, but that ain't. I don't know. I need. That's not authentic. But
somebody was selling somebody. Was smelling body. I don't know. Was it Erykah Badu? Who? Somebody. I know somebody. Somebody famous was selling something. Either it was a maybe it was a candle. Ash, look that up. Mm. I know I ain't losing my mind. Somebody was selling a scented candle that smelled like their body odor. There's something.
Really? Damn, I ain't heard about that one.
Ocho, actually, people have been balling their farts and selling them.
OnlyFans.
Yeah, man, you busting it. You dropping bombs around everybody. Why not?
Nah, I don't.
Selling their bath water. Man, people freaky.
But you got you.
Man,
you,
people freaky. I didn't realize how freaky people were. But people weird.
Is it really freaky? Because we are humans.
Selling dirty underwear.
Dirty or clean?
Dirty. They say they want them. They want people be buying period panties.
For real?
Don't nobody want none of those skin mark draws. So don't you try to get into the market. Let them women have it.
Not me. I use baby wipes. I ain't got them problems.
Hey, Ash, what what celeb was selling their body odor as a candle or something. Maybe it was Gwyneth Paltrow. But it was somebody. Gwyneth Paltrow. Then what were they selling?
Somebody said was it Erykah Badu?
Gwyneth Paltrow was sending. Somebody was selling candles with body odor, with their body scent or something.
Somebody said it was Erykah Badu.
Gwyneth Paltrow sold a vagina candle.
Oh, a vagina candle.
It smelled like a hoo-ha, right?
Well, why would her? Well, that don't make no sense. Because why would her hoo-ha actually have a scent?
Hey, it smell good or bad? It smells something, you know. You know, I like. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I tell people all the time, hoo-ha like the fair. It get bigger and better every year. That's what I'm looking for, Ocho. That's all I've been. Hey, Ocho, that's me now. I'm just saying, it's the fair. It get bigger and better every year.
Hey. Somebody in the chat, see if they can get me that candle, man, so I can see what it smell like.
Erykah Badu sold incense that said Badu hoo-ha. And I said hoo.
And so
thing burned, that thing, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like that. I don't like incense. That's weird, but that's dope. That's a good idea, hey, especially for her. That fits her whole spiel, her whole.
I mean, yeah, but who would have come in the house and God damn, but his hair smelled like.
But you know what? It's hard to talk about it unless you actually smell it or try it. So I ain't really tried
to walk in no house and it smelled like hoo ha.
Well, it depends on how the hoo ha smells.
Man, look here. It's hoo ha. Now, I ain't saying, you know, she been working out like she been doing 3 hours on the bike.
Right.
Smell like that. I mean, it smelled like Funyuns. You know what I'm saying, Ocho?
I know what you mean. I'm sure it's. I know what you mean.
Yeah, baby. Ooh, yeah.
Listen, if you're selling it, I'm sure it's a delightful smell. Ocho, how about that?
Gwyneth Paltrow sold a vagina candle. Yes, it smelled like a hoo ha. I'm not saying it smelled like her hoo ha, but that's what, you know, the scent was supposed to be.
Well, if her name is on it, then it would have to be.
It said this smells like.
It would have to be comparable.
Ocho, she said this smells like my vagina.
Okay. Chat, I need you to do me a favor.
Bye.
Somebody send me one. I just want one.
Now see,
just
now
one.
See, now you die. Now real gonna say, you know. Now you gonna be have to wear glasses on nightcap for real.
No, I mean, I'm just curious because I've never come into these type of products before.
No.
I've never seen these type of products. So I think it's just interesting.
I ain't going to lie to you. I'm not curious.
Just nope. For research purposes.
Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to research it.
All right, I got you. Mm-hmm. I got you.
Something, you know.
I got you.
Ocho, everything shouldn't be brought to the market.
Right, but hell, we got hot dog water.
Selling hot dog water. That should be brought to the market.
It's probably going to sell well, too.
You think so?
Simply because of what it is.
All right, Ocho, you got to keep talking. Hold the chat.
All right, chat. I'm not sure what you guys want to talk about. I'm leaving town tomorrow. I'm flying into Houston. If anybody is in the chat from Houston, if you'd like to tweet me some places I can go eat, that would be nice. Anybody in the chat that is from Houston that would like to hang out and, you know, have dinner with me tomorrow, my treat. We can all go have a good time. We could talk about the show. We could discuss life, anything else going on. I'd be more than happy. I could be a therapist. I could be a counselor at the time. And I think that'd be pretty cool to meet some of you that are in Houston that are in the chat. And that's pretty much it. I'm going to sneak up on my daughter. I know she's not watching. I know she's asleep because she has class tomorrow. She goes to Prairie View A&M.
Okay.
So that's pretty much it.
Before we get that next segment, yesterday at an event at one of the liquor stores that I was making an appearance at doing some bottle signing, I saw a dude, Ocho, whenever he was in training camp, I think it was about 11. We used to train. We used to go to a training camp up in Greeley. Mm-hmm. Ocho, his mom would drop him off mm-hmm. at like 8:30. Right. He would watch the practice, you know. And I went over there one day. I was signing cards, and every day Ocho, he have a card. I told him, I said, I ain't signing another card until you bring me a card. So for every card that I sign for you, you've got to bring me a card. So every card mm-hmm. that I got. And I, you know, I don't have them all, obviously, but he brought them to me. But I saw him yesterday. But his mom used to drop him off at training camp. He'd watch right. practice. You know, I let him come in the locker room. I bring him in the locker room, bring him into the meeting rooms. We go eat. He walked me to the cafeteria. He would go do what he do, probably go get something to eat. We come back out to go back to practice. He's out there. He's right. out there. I bring him back into the locker room. He'd be watching. We had the cold tub. He's just standing around. We go in the weight room. I'm working out. He's standing there. He's still there now. We go eat. We got like probably right. an hour, hour and a half. Then we go to meetings. He walked right. me to the meeting room talking. 9:30, we come out of meetings. He's still there.
He's still there.
He like 11, 12. He did this. But he did this from like 93. I mean, obviously, he grown. Now he got kids of his own. And right. he had his son there, and he was telling him. And he was just like the coolest kid, man. He was just like, it was just, right. you know, and I know his friends was jealous because, you know, he was like, he tell the story. They didn't believe him. He's like, hey, he's like, Shannon, tell him me and you cool. I said, yeah, that's my boy. Come on. Yeah. Man, it was great to see him. Man.
I was lying.
Yeah, man. Ocho, now it's time for your favorite segment. And it's called Spello Cinco. Ocho.
Oh, yeah.
The first word is very easy. This is probably going to be the easiest word that you have to spell.
Okay.
And it's called, when someone has difficulty breathing or they can have exercise-induced asthma. Your word is asthma.
Well, asthma is easy. A-S-T-H-M-A. A-S-T-H-M-A.
There you go. Now, we can see you typing because I can see it in the back. Yes, yes. Ocho, I'm looking. I'm looking at you. I can see it.
You're looking at my computer exactly. system through my glasses.
I can see it. You typing the word, Ocho. I can see it in your glasses.
Can you see?
Yes. Yes, we can. Yes.
That's not my. Hold on. Let me turn my computer around because you're going to tell me what I'm doing. Hold on. It's my PC setup. You can see it through my glasses right now. Look.
I saw you typing.
Look through my glasses.
Ocho. Okay. Okay. We good. We
look
good.
Through my glasses, Ocho. Unk.
We see you typing on your phone. You typing on your phone, Ocho.
Now you blaming my phone.
I can see it. In your glasses, the chat can see it.
You are looking at my PC.
I'm telling you what the chat said. Now, if they lie, chat.
Well, how the chat going to tell me I'm looking on my phone? I'm looking right at the damn computer. Okay. Hold on. You going to listen to the chat instead of me?
Yeah. Chat, what you think, chat?
But one, you know what's funny? My phone ain't even in here. And I'm sitting here arguing about my damn phone.
Yeah, it is. But okay, here it is. Here it is right here. The next word is some of the Roman Colosseum, the pyramids of Egypt, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the Temple of Artemis.
Yes.
Great architect. Architecture.
Architect. Why you can't just say architect?
Architecture.
A-R-C. Mm-hmm. H. A-R-C-H-I-T-E-C-T-U-R-E. Architecture.
I look down. I'm laughing at the chat.
Why?
because they said the same thing I'm saying. But I think you spelled it right. I didn't quite hear it, but
I know I spelled it right. And you can't say I purposely stared in the camera so can't nobody say nothing.
There we go.
With my glasses. There we go. Right there.
Now we can see your eyes. No. We want to see your eyes. No. We want to see your eyes. Your eyes. Just for this last word. The last word.
The light is too bright.
The last word is conscientious.
Conscientious. Yes. C-O-N-S-I. I mean, wait. C-O-N-S-C-I-O. Oh, shit. It got me.
Figured it would.
Hold on. Conscientious. Wait, hold on. C-O-N. S-C-I. O-U.
And.
Yeah, N-E-double-S.
C-O-N. S-C-I. E-N.
Got that part.
T-I-O-U-S. Conscientious.
Yeah, I won't get that. The goddamn T silent.
How about this here? Ramses was a pharaoh.
Oh, spell pharaoh. Yes. Let my people go. Pharaoh, hey, you know what? Pharaoh is a tricky word too, huh? Now that I think about it. I'm going to wing this one.
Okay.
Pharaoh. P-H-A-R-O-A-H.
Nope.
How bad was I off?
You was off. You put the A and the O in the wrong spot. P-H-A-R-A-O-H.
Well, I mean, man, can I get some credit at least? I just flipped two letters.
You spelled it wrong. That means you spelled it wrong. Damn. How about this here? Okay, here's this one. This was easy. I'm sure.
Okay, now stop saying it easy. Stop saying it easy.
It should be easy for a spelling bee champ. No, for the catch.
Yeah, I was a spelling bee champ back in 1987. You know, things have
changed. How about this here? Silhouette.
S-I-L-O-H-O-U-E-T-T-E.
Yep. So you were 3 for 2. You got 3.
Hold on. Give me one more. Give me a bonus one. Okay. Give me a bonus one.
Ashley wants to go 500.
Give me a bonus one. I got y'all right here. I got y'all chat.
Troubadour.
What?
Troubadour.
Troubadour. True. Troubadour. T-U-T. Yeah, I'm going to just spell it how it sounds. I know it's probably some silent letter in it somewhere. Troubadour. T-R-U-B-I-D-O-R.
Close.
Damn.
No, you weren't. T-R-O-U-B-A-D-O-U-R.
Now, you knew I won't. All right. Come on, man. Come on,
okay,
man.
Okay, here's this.
You knew I wasn't gonna get that.
How about this here?
I knew the silent word was gonna trip me up.
How about this here?
Okay.
Ocho is you're this for being cheap. Ocho is synonymous for being cheap.
Synonymous. S-Y-N. S-Y-N-O. S-I.
We don't let you put your glasses back on so you can kind of glance.
Oh, no. S-Y-S. Synonymous. Synon. S-Y-N-O-N. A-M-O-U-S.
No.
No.
Why? S-Y-N-O-N-Y-M-O-U-S. Synonymous.
The extra Y, man.
Yeah.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Ocho. We're not gonna count the bonus questions. You were 3 for 2. You got 2 right. You got 3 right. Missed 2. Now is your time to ask me these hard ass questions.
Yeah. Hey, I hope you ain't had no preparation or nothing. So I wasn't that bad tonight on Stella Ocho.
You weren't that bad tonight, Ocho.
Yeah. And I hope the chat ain't laughing because y'all ain't know them damn words either.
Hell no. <nah. laughs>
Okay, here we go. Here we go, chat. Here we go. Chat, we're going to get unk tonight, baby. We're going 0 for 5. Question number one. Only one quarterback in NFL history has started their career with 3 straight 4,000-yard seasons. Name that quarterback. If you need a hint, let me know. If you struggle, I'll give you a hint. Only one quarterback in NFL history has started their career with 3 straight 4,000-yard seasons. If you struggle with this, I'm going to give you a hint.
I'm going to say.
I see you playing the drums in the air.
I want to say this, but I think he came up short 1 year. Oh, man. I'm going.
Hey, Chad, he doing it again.
Justin Herbert.
Oh, no. You be kidding me with that. Hey, you do that every time.
I got it.
Listen.
He wanted me to say Patrick Mahomes so bad. You wanted me to say Mahomes so bad.
Man, listen. You do that every time, acting like you don't know, and just all of a sudden, you just be knowing the answer every time.
But here's the thing. The reason why I went with Justin Herbert and not Patrick Mahomes, if you remember, there was a stretch that Patrick Mahomes hurt his knee. and he missed like three games. So that's why I was like, Herbert.
Nah, I ain't buying that because Patrick Mahomes would throw for 4,000 on one leg, but all right. Question number two. After we were cheated, chat, on the first one. Which HBCU has had the most players selected in the NFL draft? Savannah State.
No. It's one of these two schools. Both of them is Louisiana. I'm going to go Grambling.
Fuck, man. You got that correct. That is correct. Grambling State has 133 players into the draft. And the HBCU that is second is Tennessee State with 122
really?
Players.
I thought it would have been Southern.
Yep. Tennessee State. Okay. Okay. You two for 2-0 right now. Last season, Myles Garrett set an NFL record for most sacks before their 28th birthday with 82. Their previous record was 80, held by which Hall of Famer who is currently top five all-time in sacks?
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Their previous record was 80.
It's either one or two guys.
Held by a Hall of Famer who is currently top five all time in sacks.
Reggie White. Oh, Reggie!
Hey, man. Like, your question is so easy, and my spelling question be
but
so
I
hard.
I ain't no Ocho, you the spelling be champ.
I am. All right, here we go. Shit. Number four. Who are the Giants' all-time leading receiver in yards?
Oh, my goodness. I have no idea. I'm just going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say Amani Toomer.
Oh, see.
You know, I'm right, Ocho. Ocho, that you right. Ocho, that right.
Hey, see? You done got briefed. You done got briefed on these questions, man, because ain't no way in hell.
First of all, I just got to my room. Why you think we had to start late? I just got back to my hotel room at 7:45. I had to shower, tried to grab a bite to eat.
Nah, man. I ain't buying.
That's what I looking for.
All right, here we go. Guess the player. I'm top 20 in rushing yards. I played on two teams. I played at the University of Washington. If you need a hint, he once held the record for most rushing yards in a game with 278.
Oh, Corey Dillon.
Hell no, nah, man. That is correct. Corey Dillon, who has...
He broke Walter Payton's record. Walter Payton had the record of 275. I think he did that like on either Christmas or Thanksgiving Day.
That is correct. You win 5 for 5 tonight. Corey Dillon has 11,241 rushing yards. We got him. Yeah, I'm up.
Ocho, you do realize if somebody was feeding me the answer, you could hear them also, right?
Nah. They probably got like a little, probably little race board back there, and they just hold it up back there. And get answer. Something ain't right.
I went perfect 5 for 0. I was perfect to go 5 for 5. I feel good. I feel vindicated.
It's cool.
Hey,
chat and the people in the chat, I know y'all know something is up now, chat.
Who, yours? Check this out. Ocho, it's time for our last segment of the night. I stayed on here a lot longer because I gotta wait. I got a car picking me up at 4:15. Q&A. All right, Stephanie Warfield said, "Hey, Shannon and Nocho, we already had no sugar on grits debate. How about cornbread, sweet, unsweetened, or a little touch of sugar, homemade or from the box?"
Right, listen, hot water cornbread, it has a little sugar in it. Yeah. Regardless, you have to make it.
But you don't put no more on
it. Have to. You can't have no cornbread without sugar being in there at some point. You got to make it like that.
I mean, I like my cornbread with like actual pieces of corn in it. You know what I'm saying, Ocho?
I know what you're talking about.
And I love blueberry cornbread.
That's good like that. I prefer no corn in there, but I will eat it, but I prefer it without.
What about blueberry cornbread?
No, sir. No, sir. I mean, I've never tried it. I'm just being honest. I never tried it. So most of the soul food places I go here in Miami or in Vegas, and just regular cornbread. That cornbread in Vegas, oh my goodness, at Soul Food Cafe on Rainbow Boulevard. If anybody lives in Vegas that's in the chat, Jesus Christ. Okay. So good.
Stephanie Warfield also said, we have imposters in the chat posing as Lainey and Faith. Has anyone ever tried to pose as you? Have you ever worn a disguise to hide from the public? No. I don't use my name normally when I'm checking in a hotel.
I've never had to disguise. Don't nobody know me no way when I'm in public.
No. Lainey Ray, what's your guilty pleasure song or band that you don't want anyone else to know you listen to? My two are Huey Lewis in the News and Rick Astley.
I wouldn't want people to know I listen to them, but I like Hoobastank.
Who?
Hoobastank.
Okay, I heard of them, but...
Hoobastank, Maroon 5, those are some two bands. I love their music. Hoobastank and Maroon 5. I probably throw Kid Rock in there, too. A little bit of Kid Rock. Only God... You might know the song, Chad. If you know the song from Kid Rock, Only God Knows Why, but one of my favorites. Regardless of how you may feel about him personally, that Only God Knows Why, man, is one of my favorites.
Guilty pleasure that I listen to. Oh, man. I don't really. Because when I get into my car, it's on the groove.
Mm-hmm.
Serious satellite radio. That's and it never leaves that. So, I used to love me some Tracy Chapman.
What you know about Tracy Chapman, man?
I used to love the Rhythmics. Peter Gabriel. Peter Gabriel. Sledgehammer.
Peter Gabriel.
Used to be the lead singer of Phil Collins. Genesis.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
Kick the habit. Anyway. Nehemiah Jung Foley. This is a three-part. Hello, Unc and Ocho. On March 14th, my wife and I watched the show. She laughed so hard at your jokes that her water broke. Yes! Thanks to Nightcap, our son was born on the 15th. It's the story for a lifetime. I plan on telling him with Nightcap baby, both literally and figuratively. Please give baby Caleb a shout out. Caleb, that's what I'm talking about. First of all, I want to thank you and your wife for watching the show. I greatly, greatly appreciate that. That's unbelievable. That is a great story to tell. Baby Caleb, thank you, bro. You came in listening to Nightcap. Now, hopefully, by the time you're old enough to listen to us, we'll still be going, or we'll be able to turn it over to our kids or turn it over to somebody that can take Nightcap and keep it going. But additionally, could you give his brother Elijah a shout out for becoming a big brother? Elijah, congratulations on being big brother.
Congratulations.
Your job
is to make
sure Caleb does all the right things and do not get in the trouble that you got into. Nehemiah, thank you guys for sharing that story and congratulations on the birth of the second child. Self-spoken Luke. What's up, guys? My birthday is tomorrow. I would love to get you to wish me a happy birthday. I'm turning 25, getting into serious adulthood. Any advice for me? Happy birthday, bro.
Happy birthday, boy.
Come. Any advice, Ocho? You got any advice?
Man, listen, live your life, man. Live your life. I mean, the advice I can give you is going to go in one ear and out the other. Obviously, once you leave here and you're off nightcap, you're going to do some of the things that you're going to want to do anyway. I don't have life advice for you. You know right from wrong already. Enjoy your life and live it. That's it. That's it. I'm not going to give you no speech on all this extracurricular bullshit, political shit to goddamn do. Enjoy your life. Do the things you like to do. That's it.
Just be a good person, bro. Be a good person. Robert Salinas. Hey, Uncle Ocho, could you give my son, Rob Zoe, a birthday shout out? He turns 21 today. He's a junior at Texas A&M Corpus Christi. We're both huge fans of the show. My wife ordered me some Shea. Ready for it. Ocho, your cigars are next. Stay with me now. Rob Zoe, happy birthday to bro. Congratulations on
happy
being
birthday, Rob.
21. And
happy birthday, boy. Oh, you just turned 21?
Just turned 21.
What? Yeah, you know what that means, boy. Come on down to Miami, boy. Take it to Tussie's, boy.
He ain't going nowhere with you. But happy birthday, Robert. Thank you for the support of purchasing a bottle of Shea. And make sure you grab those sticks from Ocho. Nikki Grant said, seeing how hard you work makes me super proud to be Team Shay Shay. That's why I don't play about you. I'll win me in a heartbeat. Just say the word. Nikki, thank you for your support. I greatly, greatly appreciate that. I don't really consider what I do work. They say if you love what you do, you'll never have to work a day in your life. This is what I ask for. God is just giving me what I'm asking for. And I'm showing him how much I appreciate and thank him and appreciating the blessing by going out and doing what he's given me the ability to do. But thank you, Nikki, for all the support that you've given me and Ocho. Caden asked, what's up, Uncle Ocho? Sorry to get a little off topic, but if you had to pick one teammate to go into a bar fight, who would it be?
Bar fight? Man, that's a good one.
Where the bar at? So where we fight?
I'm going to pick Pac-Man. Ooh-wee. Yeah, me and Pac-Man going to walk through that thing. Boy, we going to mollywop everybody, boy. I like that. Yeah, me and Pac.
I'm going with Burns. I got a couple of homeboys, Bucket. I got a couple of homeboys I can trust, Foots. But I'm going to ride with Burns. I need to know where the bar is, though, first. What a bar?
Burns. What Burns at?
Tennessee State coaching with Eddie. Ever experienced racism playing against the Patriots? I haven't.
I haven't.
Did you go out when you was in New England? Did you go out in the city?
Nah. Hey, well, you know how far that drive is?
Oh, where'd you stay at?
Right in, I can't remember the name of this place, man. Oh, about 7 minutes from the stadium.
Was it Fulham? Farmington. Nah. Did you stay in Farmington?
No. Nah. That's not the name of it. I know the name when I hear it, but it was close. Very close. I didn't even go down to Boston. That's a long drive.
William Watson says, what's your favorite pregame meal after a big loss? Are you still shaking the covers? Yeah, I'm going to win something tonight. You know what I'm saying? I might have lost earlier today, but I'm going to win tonight. What's my favorite pregame meal? I ate the same thing. I ate French toast with bananas cut, no syrup, egg whites, oatmeal, glass of orange juice, and two glasses of water.
My pregame meal is documented on YouTube, McDonald's, hotcakes with sausage, egg McMuffin.
How you got that on the road?
McDonald's. McDonald's is everywhere we travel to.
No, you had somebody to get it because
in the morning, you know you can leave your hotel, right? And I'm just going to get my breakfast and prepare myself and get ready for my game. Wasn't a problem. And back then, Unc, back then when I was playing, That's when McDonald's had the cinnamon rolls.
Oh yeah,
remember them? Wait, I know you remember. I'm sure, Chad. I remember. Y'all remember them cinnamon rolls? I'm not talking about the cinnamon melt, not the cinnamon. I'm talking about the real cinnamon rolls. Oh my goodness.
Nellie Bean said, hello, Shannon. My mom, Karen, miss seeing you in Colorado today, but says she still remembers of you dancing with you in the 90s and that you were a gentleman and that she hopes to meet you again. We're going to bypass that. Neil West said, what's up, Uncle Ocho? Hey, will you be in Florida for your bottle signing? With ya. Will you be in? Absolutely. Once we get activated in Florida, we're trying to activate Texas, Florida, Louisiana, Virginia, New York, California. What's the other state?
For sure. I'm good. If you activating in Florida, I'm coming too.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll be your security.
Gabriel Morales said, a friend of mine falling for another girl. She's married and falling for my friend, and he's in a 4-year relationship. How should he handle the situation? He needs advice from the love doctors. Hold on, let me hear. I'm sure this one. A friend of mine is falling for another girl. She's married and falling for my friend, and he's in a 4-year relationship.
Well, that sounds like a lifetime.
Yeah,
movie,
hold on. A friend of mine is falling for another girl.
And the girl happens to be married.
She's married.
The person she's falling for.
She's married and falling for my friend. And he's in a 4-year relationship. So are we talking about, is this three people here? Because he says he has a friend that's falling for another girl. The chick that he's falling for is married.
And he already got a girlfriend of 4 years.
And my friend, he's in a 4-year relationship. Oh, I get it now. He's falling for a chick that's married, and he's already in a relationship.
So that means,
how do you get that? Hold on. First of all, and to get to the point where you can fall for somebody, because you can't fall for somebody unless, you know what I'm saying, Ocho? They had to trip your ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you begin tripped at home. It's easy to fall when you're getting tripped at home.
So, how should he handle the situation?
Man, listen here, man. If he falling,
the
situation sounds like if he falling, the situation.
She's married, Ocho, and he's in a 4-year relationship.
See, T.J. Holmes was married too.
Both of them was married.
Amy Robach was married too. Well, it's the same situation.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Both of them were married. Yes.
Well, this is damn near the same scenario.
So they should just be together and forget their spouses? Because you know it's been reported that the spouses, TJ Holmes and Amy Robach spouses, are linked together now.
Right.
Now, I don't want that. I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't think that's no. This is out of my area of expertise.
Yeah, bro.
It's out of my area of expertise.
The way I look at it, Ocho.
That's too much. That's too much confusion.
The mere fact, what he should do, what they should do is be together. Always be with the second one. Because if you love the first one, there wouldn't be a second one. I'm going to move on. I'm going to move on, Ocho. No, Ocho, no. Ocho, I'm moving on, Ocho. Ooh. I'm moving on. Steven.
That was a good one.
Steven Shamir said, hey, Uncle Ocho, asking for prayer from everyone. My father is fighting for his life in the hospital. Steven, thank you for watching us. We will send a prayer out to your father. Wish you and your family all the best. Stay prayed up and all the best come to you, bro. I'm sorry for what you're fighting through, but keep on fighting, bro. And hopefully all your prayers. All our prayers will be answered.
Prayers.
Travell Summers, Ocho, one of the realest, but you got to make these folks sponsor you before you shout them out on the pod.
Wait, who sponsor? Oh, listen, I'm showing love to any and everybody now. It's enough coming in. I'm good. When the time is right.
Go ahead.
Now, I say when the time is right, those opportunities will present themselves. But the people that I shout out are people that I've been around for years and years and years and years.
Quantan Scott said, Unc, it's great to meet you tonight. It was great to meet you tonight. I'm the guy who missed you by 10 minutes yesterday, but still bought three bottles. Question, are the aspects of your childhood that humble you that you had to heal in your adulthood? Yeah, I think we're all shaped by our past. Some things are easier to overcome than others. I read somewhere when people say that when you date someone, you're not dating that person, you're dating their past. You're dating their childhood. And if they have issues in their childhood that goes unresolved, that comes with them into adulthood. And that's what you're up against.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Don't you tell real that.
Yeah, I'm going to use that in the next argument, boy. I'm going to use that in the next argument.
DeMarcus Stevenson said, Uncle Ocho, love the show. Been down with y'all since y'all were playing days. Please give my wife a birthday shout out, Tiffany Blaylock Stevenson, from her husband, DeMarcus Stevenson. Tiffany Blaylock, he want all your name in it, so he want to make sure you know he talking about
happy
you.
Happy birthday, TB. I'm going to just call you TB.
Tiffany.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Your husband, DeMarcus, loves you very, very much. And he wanted us to give you a birthday shout out to the very special lady in his life. And here it is. Tiffany, happy birthday from Uncle Ocho at Nightcap. All right, guys. Happy thank you for joining us for another episode of Nightcap. I'm your favorite sports unc, Shannon Sharp. Thank you. Please make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. He's your favorite happy number 85, Route Runner Extraordinaire. Bengals legend, Ring of Fame honor E, Pro Bowler, All Pro from Liberty City, Mr. Rail Rosado, Chad Ochocinco Johnson. Please make sure you subscribe to the Nightcap podcast feed. You can get it, listen to it through the Club Shay Shay feed, but we would greatly appreciate it if you signed up through the Nightcap podcast feed. Thank you guys again for selling out Shea by LaPortier. We have pinned the link at the top of the chat. We got a shipment in. And we should be able to fulfill the orders. Thank you. Shout out to Outway for hooking me up with the Nightcap shirt. I appreciate that. Good looking. Man, boy, you see that on show?
I need. Huh? Hey, that shirt it raw, is. Man. I'm talking about that shirt raw. Like all jokes aside, that's raw. I'm not. Whoever made that, I'll let your boy now.
Yeah, I think yours.
I'm always getting. I get left out of the plaques. I get left out of t-shirts.
You got a big old shipment coming, Ocho. You got a big shipment with t-shirts, okay. Plaques, shoes, everything.
I got shoes too. Oh, I got shoes. Yeah, yeah, I ain't never had nobody buy me no shoes.
So thank you guys for watching another episode of Nightcap. Thank you again. I'm your favorite Unc, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85, Route Runner Extraordinaire, Chad Ochocinco Johnson. We're off for two nights. We'll see you Sunday night.
See y'all Sunday. I love you. I wonder if I could do something.
The Volume.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.